This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. On the couch with us today, we got Nick Viagas.
That's right.
Very nice. Very and good. Ivy Wolk. Hit that L hard. Hit that L hard. She's not Ivy Wolk, folks. She's very transgressive. She has very, very, very unwoke ideas. You should have seen the stuff she was saying before we started recording. A lot of slurs, a lot of different ones I had forgotten about. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us, Stav.
Yeah. What do we got? We got you're chewing on some Alpha Brain.
Sure.
You
got
to get primed, ready to go.
Yeah, I need to be sharp and have really good recall.
Yeah. I do love that shit. I should work with more. I should get some more chemicals to get my brain firing up.
Yeah, I have like a whole stack.
Really?
Yeah,
what's your stack?
I do Wellbutrin, obviously.
Okay, nice.
Then finasteride. I take
that's hair shit?
That's hair shit. Then I take testosterone support.
Oh.
Because the finasteride lowers your whole testosterone, not just in your scalp.
Interesting.
Then obviously, you know, the erection stuff.
Your dick, does it fucks your dick up?
Fucks your dick up. Yeah.
Can you believe out of the two of us, I was the one that had the pill addiction?
Yeah, that's true. He does have one, but it wasn't as fun.
I have a stack.
He has a stash. He has a stack. Yeah.
But that's a good point, though. What if we're talking about addiction? You're addicted to having hair and a hard dick.
Thank you.
Ivy was addicted to just feeling. What kind of pills are we talking?
Benzos, baby.
Nice, classics.
Falling asleep in my damn suit. Love that fucking feeling. There were so many times where Nick would like have to come over to my apartment because I would have been in like a 48-hour blackout and we had a show to do. Wow. And he had to like stir me awake.
I thought
whatever was going to happen after that would be worth taking to the show.
You buy low.
Yeah.
And the returns may be high.
There was one time right before show, I was on the phone with Ivy's mom, and she was like, make her flush the pills.
We do a fucking monthly. This is not what I signed up for.
He's my home health aide.
Littlefield is waiting.
Yeah, he's my home health aide.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, Ivy's like my dog and like she's like my dog and like my manager. Like Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Yes, that makes
I'm
sense.
I'm kind of like the John Benet of our dynamic.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm a guy who helps John Benet.
You're the detective on the case. Yeah. Please figure it out.
I'm like
the handyman who fucked and killed me. He's still on the loose. How do you guys know each other? You just met doing comedy?
Yeah, through stand up.
Okay.
Did we meet at St. Farts?
No, I think we became friends at St. Mark's Comedy Club.
Nice.
Called St. Farts.
No, that's pretty. See what I was talking about? Transgressive. Mm-hmm. Take that. Take that, the church. Yeah. St. Mark, more like St. Motherfucking
I think you're looking for Ivy Woke. We're saying farts now. No, I think, we met at All Night Skate, I think, that bar.
It was a gay bar in my old neighborhood that I remember we went there one night with like a whole group of dudes and I got mad drunk and every guy there started playing female comedian would or would not with their phones.
Wow.
So they were just showing like kind of my female contemporaries on their phones and being like, I would fuck her, but backwards. And it's like, you haven't had sex in years.
And these are other comics doing
it? Yeah,
it was
Nick
like me and Assad.
Ethan and Gio.
I was like, oh, that's disgusting. But then thinking of those guys doing it, I'm like, that's pretty cute.
It's really endearing.
It was him being like, I would suck the shit out of her ass.
Yeah.
They still shouldn't do it, but I'm like, boys.
Yeah, that's what I mean? I kind of was like on like a, I think I had like two blood orange marks and I was like kind of in like a bit of a fugue state and I woke up to just like a girl I know, I'm not gonna say her name, and she was on a phone screen, and all the guys were kind of doing dialectics about whether or not they would fuck her.
Interesting.
And that's when I realized I female comedian'd a little too close to the fucking sun.
Yeah, that's true.
I moved.
There
to
is
New
an
York.
Hour you gotta let the you gotta let because look, that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
right. There's no way that's not gonna happen.
I moved to New York under the guise that I was like this like hot. Young gash, like fresh pussy, fresh meat on the scene, like showing up to the open mic, everybody would want to like a lick of the clit. And then all of a sudden I'm being let in on like the fucking locker room talk, like boys talk shit. And I'm like, damn, like when the other girls walk by, they go, how do you do, m'lady? Yeah, and then meanwhile, me, they're like, Ivy, like if you had a cock, would you fuck her ass or her cunt first?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm like, yeah, Ivy's a dog.
yeah. That's true. Yeah. I see. They objectified you in that they see you as just like a chair.
They butched me real fast.
Yeah.
I got butched real fucking fast. They were like, hey, can you lift an air conditioner unit? And I was like, I'm actually the youngest woman that's
You've
ever
got
lived.
Shorts for it.
I
You've
know.
Got the shorts for mover.
I've got, I really, these shorts, my situationship really did not like these shorts, and we got in like a spat about it because I think these shorts are really fucking chic. And he was like, I was riding my bike the other day and I was thinking, you could have like a 90s movie hot girl transformation.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, but don't
That's
you
pretty
think
romantic.
I'm hot now?
Yeah.
I was like, don't you think I'm hot now? And he went, yeah. A meager just kind of squeak out of the throat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But I would like to announce, do you have a soundboard, Eldis? Do you have a soundboard?
He's got limited sounds. He'll do his best.
You have like applause?
We do. Yeah.
I would like to announce that last night I got cummed in for the first time ever in my whole life.
Wow,
not by me.
Wow, how walk us through that. What was that about?
I thought that it would feel like a bidet. I thought that it would feel like a bidet where it's kind of like an eruptive splash, but really it actually didn't feel like much of anything. It was over before it even began.
Do you think that's because it was a small nut or?
No, his loads are actually like quite robust, like technically.
Isn't the inside of the vagina like the brain
for his loads, Eldis? Yeah. Eldis, okay, good. Just checking.
There's no feeling on the inside.
Right? Interesting. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At least not for a girl like me.
Yeah. I'm with
beyond
you.
Beyond these bars, you don't really feel much. Yeah.
Okay. So that's congrats. That's a big moment.
Thank you. Yeah. I just got an IUD.
Oh, I see.
So I'm acting brand new.
Sure. So you did more. Your destructive. Act outs were pills. Now you're starting with getting nutted in. That's kind of
I'm doing it in a healthy way. Yeah. It's under the supervision of many doctors.
You got a whole team.
He's the same age as you, right? This guy.
No.
Oh yeah, and how old you are? 18. Let's start there before we have to edit all this out.
I'm 20.
Okay, great. And so we're talking about some guy who's what, 48 or what?
To about 10 years less than that.
Okay. I believe he's 39.
Nice, dude.
Listen, age gap autumn every day for a girl like
that's
me whose
fun.
Precocity is wearing off by the minute.
Oh, you think you have to cash in?
I have to cash in because pretty soon I'm going to be like a crone.
Yeah, that's tough because the 38-year-old's probably, is he the guy who told you could have the transformation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
So he's referencing the movies of his childhood,
right,
he didn't stream that on Netflix. He saw that in theaters.
He's like,
right?
You could be like Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz with a little blush. Yeah, you shave those legs and everything's in color.
Yeah. You're in a magical land with a wizard.
And no bush. And the hair on your asshole please goes away.
And wear this wig, too.
So he's looking at this as like a look. I can't get, look, this is not a, he sees it as a car that he's going to do a little work on, and then it becomes a hot rod.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like the bones of a Camaro to
him. Yeah, I think it's more like he found an engine.
Yeah.
He's kind of like looking to make it into a car.
Right, I see.
He found a catalytic converter on the streets of Atlanta and he's trying to sell it. That's kind of what I am.
He's trying to sell it at a chop shop.
He's like, all right, let's get her to trafficking shape. Let's get her into lure her into the back of a van. We're not there yet, but we'll
I'm not chained to a radiator worthy yet, unfortunately. I've been waiting every single day since I was a little girl. All I've wanted is to be just chained to a radiator and whip senselessly, but I wear shorts like this, and so I'm by my lonesome.
I am getting that from you just in the 15 minutes we've known each other. speaking from the, like, the fantasy of being the, like, meat on the circuit is a very, it's a very funny thing to be, like, wanting and looking for. And if you want it, it doesn't happen. I think that's how that works.
Exactly.
You have to actually be, because we've all seen it. You
know, hashtag bait.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to be, like, actually trying to be, like, I actually want to have a career. And then, like, the worst men of all time will be like, hey, want to write? You know, the worst fucking guys of all time.
I'm nice to her.
No, I'm not talking about her. When you, like, the open, when a hot girl comes to open mics and she just, like, gets, it is like the vultures descending.
I've witnessed it happen to other women. It's absolutely terrifying. Yeah. And yet I lick my chops for it every night when I hit the pillow. I dream of it. I dream of just being spit roasted and thrown around like a beach ball by my contemporaries. It's all I want and I'll never have
Sorry, man. Yeah, it doesn't look like
butch.
It's in the cards
I'm
for
too
you.
Butch.
Where does this... So it sounds like you had a chill childhood or... sounds like everything went well.
She wasn't or anything.
No, I wasn't. That's why I've craved it so badly, because it's like one...
Wanted it too bad.
But what,
I wanted it too bad. It's the female experience that I was let out of because I look like a soccer ball.
From the... Okay, I see. So, but something... A couple horrible things happened, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some tragedy.
Yeah.
When are we talking pills? How did the pills start?
Pills started. I was kind of like honoring my foremothers by doctor shopping and like lying to doctors. I had a non-binary nurse that was giving me the pills. I had somebody back in Los Angeles. I had, like, you know, people from the internet that I was getting them from. I had a dealer. Mm-hmm. I really liked
Lil Pete. Giving her pills.
Giving me pills. I like to sort of, you know, I like to stash. So I would have my K-pins, my Xannies, and my Ativan, which Ativan doesn't have a colloquialism because I feel like it's kind of a deep cut. But
well, because Adderall's got that market cornered. So
Vannies?
Maybe. That's kind of cute.
It's charming.
Yeah.
Van Jones.
Yeah, cause pop a couple Van Jones, get real, really lib out.
But you know, I like to sort of have my little cocktail, like me and my orange bottles posted up in the crib, just sort of like watching $1 million extreme videos off the Zans, like I was in 2016, but actually I was really young in 2016, and so I missed all that.
I see.
So I recreated it all for myself.
Oh, this is crazy. You're like a girl that grew up in the 90s that dressed for the 50s.
Right.
But you're a girl that grew up in 2020, pretending you grew up in 2016.
Yes.
5 years?
That is fucking nuts. So wait, where did you grow up? Let's get some basic biographical details of both of you. Obviously, Nick, you clearly understand how this goes. This is your life. You've chosen this dynamic. I will get to you. Don't get me wrong. My guess is I was going to jump in, even when it's your turn.
I'll sit my white ass down and listen.
But let's start with where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
Heart of the city.
Okay. It was your family in the entertainment industry at
My
all?
Father's the censor on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Wow. I didn't realize you were that thing with that level of Nepo, baby. Any word gets bleeped out ABC after 11:30 a.m. Her dad's doing it.
Yeah. So
that's fucking hilarious.
Grew up in Los
That's
Angeles.
Enough to raise a family on that
well,
job.
Did he?
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay.
Did he?
It's coming together. No. It's coming together.
DAD was replaced by EBT and MOM.
I see.
Let's
okay.
Drop that down.
Hell yeah. Okay. A fellow. Hey, me and Eldis, we would crack your grandmother's food stamps for sure.
Oh yeah, we had the food stamps rocking.
I respect your family for not. My parents would like to pretend we weren't poor, so they wouldn't let us get free lunch or EBT. But then Eldis, I was like, Eldis uses the EBT for fucking ice cream sandwiches and chicken strips.
Yeah,
I was fucking so upset.
My
I was like,
mother was similar, where she wasn't like never got on like any of the assistants until I was like out of the house, and instead like we kept up the illusion that we like looked nice and had nice things by her racking up just tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, like department store
classic.
Credit cards.
Yeah.
And so I always had new clothing, but to what end?
Yeah.
The question is, to what end?
Interesting. So
love her though. Love you, queen. Yeah.
Single mom in LA, and you're like, are you Are you in the city? So are you, and your dad is the censor for Jimmy Kimmel? Yeah. Are you around other high powered entertainment children like that?
Yeah, I grew up around a lot of children who
your
now
dad mopped the your friend's dad was like the guy who mopped the floors at Letterman or that kind of thing?
No, like I was friends with people whose parents had actual like power and money. Oh, okay. And so I was like at house parties in high school, like smoking weed with like, you know, in-ground trampolines and right. like staff and stuff, cool. just thinking, damn, like if only my dad had, I don't know, got up on his good foot or participated in the dot-com boom a little more, like we could maybe have something for ourselves, but no, he sleeps in on a mattress on the floor in a studio apartment.
Every time I hear a story about Ivy's childhood, it's always like, yeah, I was at like Harvey Weinstein's son's bar mitzvah. And like Mac Dre was there.
Yeah, I mean, children should not have that upbringing whatsoever. It's
no,
crazy.
No, it's really haunted me. I feel like I have ghosts in my blood.
Like, this is what happens when you don't get molested. That's crazy. Growing up there and not getting molested, this is the best case scenario. That's nuts.
Yeah.
What about you? Where'd you grow up?
Westchester.
Westchester, okay. Yeah. Westchester, New York, or Pennsylvania? Yeah. Okay, nice. So just like a nice suburban New York boy.
Yeah, it was like a rich town. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my dad was a writer. My mom was an ice skating teacher.
Ice skating teacher, yeah. Okay.
And she was an alcoholic.
Nice.
I dated an alcoholic ice skating teacher.
Catherine?
Yeah. She moved to Baltimore for a while to get her life together. Yeah,
she works at Trader Joe's now?
Yeah. No, that sounds cool, though. Yeah, no. Cool. No, this girl, she's doing good. She's got a family. You know, she was drunk as hell.
Did she fall a lot on the ice?
No, I think she kept...
That
I think
that's awesome.
She always has like a broken leg or like
girls.
Something awful.
Watch and learn.
You don't think I could do a fucking triple action?
Falling on the ice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was like, it was always like really sad. Beginner students. And she was like, yeah, I teach them how to fall.
Oh, that's like, smart.
I bet.
Yeah. That's a good... Alcoholics should do that more. It's just be like I'll be like, oh, I teach them how to eat 4 burgers at 2 a.m. and not get hard. Just get the other lessons that you get, the natural alcoholic lessons. Interesting. So was this like, was your mom like a hot skater for like a successful writer? Was she like sort of a trophy wife that just kept drinking, or
neither one was that successful?
No. Okay, nice.
Yeah,
you an only child? You got more?
Yeah, I have a brother, okay. An older brother.
Older brother.
He like owns a home, and he's like normal.
Gotcha.
He has a child and a wife.
He has a child.
That's cute. How's it feel going uncle mode?
Yeah, it feels cool. I actually just saw him before this. He named his son Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Yeah, so that's so you know he's like doing well.
I love
in life.
That.
He has his child is like a really stupid name.
Cosmo's
he
awesome.
Like lives in Brooklyn.
He was born with a New Yorker subscription.
Yeah. Cosmo's great. And listen, it means you know, the world in Greek.
I think that's why they named him that.
Hell yeah, dude.
You don't have Greek ancestry, do you? Just Italian.
Oh, interesting.
Italian and Spanish.
Ah, I could have seen it. Thank it's you. All it's all kind of a it's all kind of a tan morass.
Yeah, it's
around
the same
there.
Thing.
Yeah. Depending on
global
how
global Latino they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess depending on like what level of like North African and like you know, they cuz like some Spanish people just look black. Like some Greek people straight up look like Dominicans. Yeah. Where they're like, I'm Greek, and they have like, they straight up look like, you know, they have like curly, they have like afros.
Right. Should we measure each other's skulls next? We
do have the calipers are out. Eldest broke that. We tried using Eldest's skull was too thick. Albanian skull. We tried to get to his brain, but the skull cracked the caliper. So
the brains are too big. Yeah.
No, they're not too big. It's too thick a skull. It's the head looks big, and you'd think there'd be brain 85% skull.
Yeah, my grandpa was from Spain, and there's nothing he would hate more than the idea of people from Spain being black.
Yeah, exactly.
He moved here and got racist real quick.
They love getting here and getting racist as hell.
He hated Latino people, the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah. Even so, there was no, we both speak Spanish.
No, not at all.
No, he was like, if I was around, I'd be conquistadoring your asses. Yeah. Which I do respect. The conquistadors, look, as far as oppressors go, they had the best armor.
For sure.
They had those cool gold fucking helmets.
For sure.
Pretty sick stuff. And I think they were playing some serious mind games, because they, like, convinced people they were gods and shit like that.
They convinced them that they were, like, the white Birdman or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. My people. Yeah, dude, so what were we talking, a nice little suburban upbringing?
Yeah, we had a pool. It was a shitty pool.
Still.
Mom was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
didn't work that much, but was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's Pop's writing? What kind of stuff?
He wrote theater history.
Wow. He's one of the founders of Playbill.com.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But he, yeah, he's like, yeah, huge for Playbill.com.
To Nick and I, that means a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like a, if you didn't know him, you'd think he was a gay guy, but he's like a liberal Long Island kind of scumbaggy guy that loved theater.
Interesting. When we say when you didn't know him, like, does he have gay mannerisms?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
I like that, though.
But he's also really horny. You know, like the architect of the European guy of who's course. Like sort of gay.
Sort of gay. He did the arts.
Yeah.
His wife's too drunk to realize she's getting head on the scene. Yes. That kind of thing.
Mm, precisely.
Oh, I like this.
Yes.
We have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't gay. He definitely seemed straight, but yes, all the definitely the cheating and the
my dad's just a gooner.
He likes to beat off.
My dad is a gooner.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever caught your dad's beating off?
No, but we found when we were moving out of my childhood home, we found these boxes and boxes of like Pop Shot, like VHS porn.
Oh, respect. Like, awesome.
Cum shot compilations.
Cum shot compilations. Yeah. Wow.
Shout out my dad, by the
way.
He's a public, figure.
when my mom and I were moving out of like my childhood apartment, my dad had a closet in their bedroom that in the 12 years that they had like been separated, he hadn't come back to clean out. Mm. And my mom finally opens it when we're moving out. Floor to ceiling, physical media, pornography, and a handgun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
For my dad, it was like the My Fair Lady soundtrack. Yeah. Like, boxes of VHS.
And then like the numbers of widowed women in the neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. You just found his gooning stash.
Yeah, but yeah. I never caught my dad. He wasn't in the home that much.
Around enough.
I wasn't really catching him slipping because there was no catch to be had. I see.
What? How old were you when he moved to a studio apartment to focus on bleeping out?
Wasn't he friends with like Cato Kalin?
No, I've described my dad as a Cato Kalin type.
Interesting.
So my dad's friends when I was a child were like Andy Dick and like guys like that. So that was sort of his circle that I had to sort of grow up under the tutelage of, which
it's really funny to not be a comedian but socially be around them. That's a pathetic
he's
guy.
He's never been more interested
the fuck?
It's okay, Aldis.
That's a real word.
You're at work right now.
What are you talking about?
You guys are right. Thanks.
You have a lot of friends
it's
besides
staff. It's really
Stop,
pathetic
right?
to be support staff for a successful comedian show and all your friends accidentally become fucking comedians.
You know what doesn't belong in your epic summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. If you want to get coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money, well, my friends, what you need to know is that Mint Mobile is offering 3 months of unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. We love Mint Mobile. We use it here for the Stabby Baby Enterprises business line. It's been incredible to use, very easy to switch over from a competing dog shit carrier. I don't know if we're supposed to badmouth the competition, but it was very easy to switch over either way. I'll tell you that much. And you could use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of unlimited service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/stavi. That's mintmobile.com/stavi. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
My dad has never been more interested in like my personhood than now that I'm like finding success in stand-up.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most straightforward psychological shit of all time.
It's so
which is
classic.
Like, let's get dad to pay attention to me. The only thing he ever paid attention to
talk
was
about my pussy
comedy.
On stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was pussy to jack off to in comedy, so why not Combine the two and do pussy jokes. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Some nice Freudian stuff we got here.
Yeah, it's real delicious.
Yeah. Do you, let's get Freudian with you. Any alcoholic women you've tried to fix in your life?
He's the alcoholic woman.
Oh, you're the alcoholic woman.
Yeah, I became an alcoholic.
Okay, nice.
I've been sober for a few years.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was really into Adderall. Ooh. I know that doesn't sound that bad. But
No, I get it.
But he has tattoos all over his foot.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that got? Gives like
I used to take Adderall.
Oh, no.
Do, like, flash that to the camera. Point the toe.
I mean, that's crazy.
Point the toe, honey. Yeah. Flash that to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. The bottoms of your feet are like stark yellow.
Those are freakishly long, too.
I used to walk around with no shoes a lot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I would take like 160 milligrams of Adderall.
That's too much.
Pretty normally. I used to have... I stutter. I have a speech impediment.
What?
Holy shit! And I used to have like a normal one. I used to have like a Porky Pig one.
Oh hell!
But now
yeah.
I have like this thing that's really specifically annoying to have on a podcast. I'll have you.
No,
know.
You're fine. I'm fucking with you. You're totally fine. Porky the Pig would be funny though.
That's what I was like when I was a kid. Yeah,
I used to. Oh, that's fun.
We hit my mom. Wake up, mom.
Until like 9, it was probably. Oh yeah, mom, I'm a little late for school again. Sorry.
He's back in the hole.
I start crying. Stutter reverse.
You just don't say anything the whole rest of the fucking episode. Okay, yeah. I mean, Adderall definitely. It is straight up meth, and I like it as well. I am so it affects me so much that I just can't sleep, even if I've had like
totally.
10 milligrams. But the feeling, the
chills,
the first the hour body. That Adderall hits.
I'm such a downer's girl. I really can't relate to this at all.
Yeah. See, my problem is I like both, and there's a real classic.
But that makes you middle of the road, which is normal, and you're totally normal and fine.
Doing alcohol and Adderall felt so good.
Oh my God, he's hard.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. For me, it was Adderall and weed, because it's like,
helps
it would take...
Sleep.
It would take away the bad of each one. They kind of mellow it out. So when you hit it just right, you felt awesome.
Have you ever tried 3 Ativan, 2 Benadryl, a hydroxyzine, and a glass of white wine?
I've never tried that.
And then an alternative comedy show.
Yeah. And then a show with some rambling, not a lot of punchlines. Yes. You know
I've done that. Yeah. You know I've done that on the world stages.
Hey, listen.
And then like I'm in the background and I'm like...
Please, the light went on 10 minutes ago.
You've used your phone. You've used a flashlight you found.
Yeah, at this point, there's a cane ushering
my friend in the audience
into the curtains.
Yeah, you text for your fake a medical emergency. Pretend to be having a seizure.
And I'd be like, is this bitch having a seizure during my set?
The night that, the night where we flushed the Xanax down the toilet, Ivy read an entire Vulture article
about
her on stage.
Vulture published a hit piece on me called Why Do People Hate This Minor Character Actress from Anora?
Yeah.
And I read the entire thing on stage, like... 10 hours in withdrawal from benzos. And then Jordan Jensen said, I seemed like I was playing up my autism.
Oh, okay. I remember this. Jordan told me about this. Yeah. That was you. Okay.
She'll never forgive me. I met her that one night. It was a horrible impression. I was like 80 pounds. My skin was peeling off my body in sheets. I was balding. Like I was so fucking, the withdrawals were so fucking nasty. I was like literally 10 hours in withdrawal. And I tried to be so regular around Jordan because I'm such a big fan of hers.
She really failed.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely blew it in a major way, but that's all right. You'll be fine. That's it. The problem is like, you're like, no one... Like, what a 20-year-old thinks, no one should find out about that. You know what I mean? Like, you got successful in a way that I actually am like, I don't envy. I think it's a problem when people get people paying attention early. For real. I'm serious.
Keep it down.
No, like, I like that it's like, I was just in basements where no one gave a fuck until I was like, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 20, I was dumb as hell. So it's like you're going through a lot of bullshit right now, and the fact that you're like stop doing pills through this, and yeah, or you're going to do some dumb shit like read an article and embarrass yourself in front of somebody you look up to, sure. But you will, going, like, in a couple years.
Hey, this was 8 months ago. I'm really different now. A lot can change in 8 months, Stavros.
It actually can. That's a huge percentage of your life. Eight months is like...
It's a lot. Yeah. I haven't had that many 8 months.
You actually truly haven't. It's fucked up. But you'll be... It's just like... You're just going to make a lot of dumbass mistakes for the next couple of years, but you're going to be better off for it. At 25, you'll be kind of, you'll level out, whatever, you know, you'll get a regular haircut and everything will be good. You know what I mean? Everything's going to be all right.
If only I could, like, take my bangs and put it on the top of your head.
We would make one good piece of hair. We would make one good hairstyle between us.
We would make one beautiful big woman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would just love, the I would best love secretary to... in an elementary school you've ever seen in your life.
Get bangs.
Yeah, I need the top. Thing front. I need this part of your fucking hair for sure.
But then what do I get? You a get chance at a normal life.
You get the beautiful curls of the back.
I don't know if I want them.
She's on her way there.
To curls? What?
Losing your hair.
No. I no was. Way. Back when I was anorexic, yes, was I balding at the temples? Absolutely. Mm. Has it largely grown back? I would say so.
Nice. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We're big fans of not balding due to malnutrition around here.
I'm a big fan of it as well. I've grown into loving it.
Love it. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I was How ready you... to be bald and 60 pounds and just like aimlessly padding down the street. I was about to love that life.
Yeah.
You're doing the opposite.
Exactly.
You're trying to eat more, like, to regrow your hair.
I'm getting every fucking vitamin you're telling me. I'm getting 1,000% of all of it.
When did you start losing your hair?
Young, honestly. Honestly, when I was like 20.
Oh my God.
And I went buzz cut. I went buzz cut, which I think at the time was a good move because no one had like the, no one would go buzz and you couldn't tell I was balding at a buzz at that time. And now I switch because now at 35, like
writing this down.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're ready to stop, you know, to stop having a soft dick for finasteride reasons, just for
but
aging
his
reasons.
Hair look good?
It does look good.
His
it does
hair
look
looks
really,
really
good.
Good.
Yeah, for real. The hairline's not. I'm
that
not kidding.
Means so much. To
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like, don't get me wrong. It's like it's like barely good hair, but it is good. No,
thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
No, but you know what I mean. It's like it counts as good. I'm not like that.
I am about to shave my head.
Oh, no, really? Yeah. Why?
Nick, please.
Why? No, for real. The hair's good.
I like it. I don't know.
And also, you want to do it as a look.
Nick,
if you want to do it as a look,
your head is triangular.
Yeah. No, dude. You're not. You don't have to. You don't have to fucking shave your shit.
I look like an ice cream cone when I shave my head.
Yeah, you do seem like you have a very.
It's just like it sort of slopes down.
Yeah. No. You don't. I don't think you should do that for real.
I really Thank don't.
You have good hair. It's also hot as shit in here. You fucking get a comb. You get comb that shit nice. You'll be fine.
I am so sweaty at this point.
Yeah, no, we're fucked. We're fucked so bad.
Is it just for sound purposes that there can be no AC?
Yeah, the AC, Eldest is too bad at his job to learn how to get AC out of production. We've
Come on,
already
I'm not installing HVAC in here. I'll be getting black mold if I open this building's walls up.
But yeah, I started fucking going bald early. And then it was like, but it felt good to get ahead of it. And then it's like, nah, I just feel like in your mid-30s, when you get a buzz cut, everybody knows what the deal is.
Yeah, and I don't want to do hats.
Yeah.
No, please don't be a hat guy. No. I know so many fucking hat guys.
I hate the hat guys.
I stayed away from hats because I was like, I will face this head on. I will not be a coward. But now that I think I've proven I have no problem being very publicly bald.
Right.
Like the years I was on TV the most in my life, the years I was the most photographed, I was the fattest and the baldest. It's like the exact
opposite. What was that, like 6 months ago?
That was literally a year and a half ago. Yes. I was like 350 and just like, so I felt like I was like, Jesus Christ. Like the fact that I can look at a picture now and be like, Jesus, bad sign. You know what I mean? Like, but now I feel like I've been publicly bald enough. I don't feel like it's a cop out to wear a hat. I've gone back to being
knows.
Like everyone. I'm not hiding.
You're not trying
anything.
To hide.
No, I'm not going to take my hat off and someone's going to be like, "What the hell?" I mean, when you already have dumb long hair like this, it's like it's not. It wouldn't even be good if I took the hat off.
I am confused as to how it grows in the back, but not up top or front.
You and me both, sister. Okay. You and me both. I would love a nice luscious.
Have you
curls.
Tried like maybe scooping from the back and pushing
oh,
over?
Oh yeah, I've thought about going comb over for a while. That would
that
be
would
pretty
look
funny.
So crazy.
I think there will be an era of my life where I go 70s comb over. I have a lot of ideas.
That's the air of your life when you start fucking girls that are 13.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about 13, but what if I'm in kind of like a your boyfriend situation, you know? Give me 3 more years, you know, and yeah. I'll be kind of doing that.
It'd be so funny if you had to pretend you got a hair transplant.
Yeah.
And just have a really ugly
that
combo.
That would be funny,
you should start wearing wigs. Why don't you wear wigs?
Wigs. I'm definitely going to go wigs at some point.
You should get a weave.
So right now.
No, there's nothing to sew it to, actually.
You could probably figure it out. We got really great technicians.
It would have to be a lace front glue down.
Yeah. I could do that one where they shave this and they give you like
a toupee on top.
A really expensive toupee. Basically, I'll walk you guys through it because I've thought about this a lot. I got to get the pony a little longer and I got to have a really nice bald pony for about one season. You know, like it's pretty close. I thought I had it last summer and I had to cut my hair.
Why'd you have to cut it?
I played a role where it made no sense to have dumb long hair like this. I fought too. I was like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
It's okay. Like, no. They've made me shave my armpits on a bunch of things.
Yeah,
so I get it.
Yeah, you absolutely get it. We both had to betray who we really were for art. But I'm going to go bald pony, classic bald pony, kind of right in the middle of my back. And then I might dye it blonde.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. And then I will cut it short as hell. Have like a little Tony Soprano situation. And then I will go wigs for a while.
That is so smart.
Thank you, man.
You
Thank
gotta
you, Nick.
Do that.
Thank you, Nick.
I think you should be able to dye your hair in your 30s and it's not a cry for help or anything like that.
No. It's been planned for a while.
Right.
I just have to get the big long pony for a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a big dream to play an 80s action guy with a bald pony. So that's why I kind of want to like have a proof of concept.
Like a Steven Seagal type thing?
Exactly. Seagal is a big inspiration of mine in many ways. And so I want to have that going.
I've always said that you were a little Asian.
Thank you, yeah.
Every time I see him, I'm like, I wish you were more bald.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I wish you just let it go a little more. I wish he was fatter and had even less martial arts knowledge.
Elvis has a good, solid hairline.
He does.
Yeah, thank you.
Eldis has been blessed with a lot genetically, and, you know, it's because he could never stand what the burdens I live with, Eldis would crumble
Thick
under.
Thick skull don't sound so bad now, does it, bitch?
You would be so fucked if you were 5'7 and bald. Your life would be horrible.
Nah. I'd be all right. My life is horrible, Silva. So it's all you something that much.
I know, it'd be worse. I'd be like, look, Eldis, I can't have a guy who looks exactly like me hanging around, man. It's bad for the vibes of the company.
Oh, it would be cute. It would be like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
No, that actually would be fine.
I mean, you're not far off.
Well, I'm svelte, you know.
Right.
It's a completely different body.
You're not fat at all. That's so true.
Wow. I have a question. Have you guys like ever explored each other's bodies?
No, we have not.
You've never done shit on each other?
No, we've shown each other a lot.
What? Yeah. Sorry?
We've shown our dicks to each other.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll be jacked off in the same room?
No.
Not same room, no. Oh, I'm
not that
so.
Interested in that.
That
type
doesn't
shit.
Sound cool to me. Yeah. Sorry.
It's never too late to start.
I think it's over
for us. We've like heard each other fuck. Like,
yeah, we
were
roommates
rooms,
in this
you know?
We were roommates in this house
have you,
a lot.
Have you ever heard each other jack off?
No.
Is it always that loud?
I don't think it's loud. Like yeah. But yeah, there were years where I knew Eldis's exact fuck BPM. Like we lived in this apartment with a bunch of other people, so whenever anybody fucked, you could really
Is he
tell.
A slow stroker? How he do it?
Oh no, Eldis is fucking he has no
anxious.
Endurance. Yeah,
anxious
he's anxious. Off rhythm and fast. Yeah.
I just felt my IUD shift. It just punctured my liver.
Well, it punctured the very opening of your vagina. I don't know about your liver. I think that's as far as Eldis could possibly get there.
Who's bigger, do you know?
We have the same size dick, which is a real problem for him because
sucks.
He's 6'5".
Right,
yeah. That's for the
I like you, Eldis.
Yeah. Tall and little
dick. You're like a brother to me. You're like a father to me.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for backing me up here. I did hear Stav get sucked off once when we were on tour.
Oh,
we were
right.
in an Airbnb.
And the rooms didn't have... My room didn't have like a... it was like a fake room, ceiling.
Oh, like Elvis, a loft type thing?
Yeah.
I had to retreat to like my room for the evening with like two bottles of water just to not be around.
There was
just lay back and smile.
There's some Airbnbs where it's like, all right, Elvis, get your snacks, use the bathroom because I'm going
Let
to
Let me
need...
just grab a yogurt, a protein bar, and a banana for the night. And
a bucket to shit in.
A Gatorade. A towel.
That is true. That is true. So you the got hose. A pretty, yeah. That, I guess that's the most intimate. I guess technically breathed the air that I was getting sucked off in. Yeah.
I have a question, Steph.
Please.
How do you meet women after shows?
I usually just through the internet, gotcha. Through like a DM situation or something.
So like they DM you, you DM them.
They'll DM me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're like, meet me at the hotel room, you meet at a bar.
Yeah. I used to like go out for, or like when I was like partying more after shows, I would just like go hang out and whatever, you know, just try and have a good time. But like, it just is fucking annoying now to like try and, right. I was trying to be sober on the road. And so just going out to bar, and then you would just inevitably be out too late. Totally. So it's kind of become or like somebody will DM you ahead of time and you'll strike up an actual conversation. But I will fuck. Like at first, it's like so cool that anybody wants to fuck you. You're like, yes, just fuck. But now I'm just like, unless somebody's really.
I don't give a fuck.
I really unfortunately have gotten, I am getting older where I'm like,
I wish I had the privilege of not being totally mystified by the prospect of sex. To me, it actually is like, if somebody wants to fuck me, I'm like, okay, so basically you're going to rip me and gut me and leave me in the alley. Like, to me, it's truly frightening.
The fuck is going on here?
me and Ivy, we both like leave our bodies during sex, mm-hmm. but she doesn't have any and I have way too much.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, basically.
Interesting.
That's like we're kind of each other's yin and yang.
But now I have a girlfriend, so I don't do that.
And I'm in a situationship with an older man, and he did come inside of me. So we're all growing and learning.
So Ivy's married.
Yeah, that's true.
The one time I had sex with somebody after a show who like approached me after a show, it was like this really hot guy who was like an ex-male model mm-hmm. who used to be gay but swears he isn't anymore after his boyfriend died of a fentanyl overdose.
The most evil man.
That was God telling him, don't be gay.
Yeah.
Thunderbolt on his boyfriend.
And then he turned out to be like a rapist and a stalker. Yeah. And multiple women have restraining orders out against him because
Jesus
he followed them
Christ.
Across multiple states. So that's kind of who wants a bite of the cookie after right. I get off stage.
Yeah.
It's not really like a comedy club waitress who's like trying to make a name for herself in a small town.
Sure.
I'm not
sure.
Really
I never
like
fucked the waitress, by the way.
I'm not really at the like the Boner Hut Chuckle Fuck Factory, mm-hmm. like in Toledo. Kind of getting
I would
a girl
love
pregnant.
To see you do some time at a Toledo comedy club. I would love to watch that. That is tough. Those places are brutal.
I don't think it would go. I mean, even Atlanta didn't take kindly to me.
Where'd you go? Where were you in Atlanta?
I went up at the Laughing Skull Lounge and I came out on stage. It was the day the Playboy Cardi album came out and I went, y'all, this new Playboy Cardi got me feeling like a and then it was silent in the room and I said, do you guys know who Playboy Cardi is?
Yeah,
and
that
said,
was the
no.
problem.
Yeah.
But it's his hometown. I thought it would be a hometown hero thing.
Ivy did got me an Eldest. That was a good opening line.
Ivy did the Comedy Attic. And mm-hmm. after the weekend, she was like, people in Indiana, they don't really laugh.
Yeah.
she was like, they're not, people in Indiana, they're not laughers.
Well, a lot of America is kind of not big laughers, it turns out.
A lot of Manhattan and Brooklyn, yeah. they don't really
it's
laugh.
It's like, the only people, for some reason, the only people that laugh, it's like Union Hall.
When I've posted a story about the show.
Yeah.
You know, this summer I've tried to get in tune with my body. You know, I've been experimenting, I've been dabbling. One of the greatest experiments that I've conducted has been with mud water. That's right. I've cut out other sources of caffeine. Mud water is an incredible little blend of cacao, chai, turmeric, and adaptogenic mushrooms to help you feel focused without the crash. And I drink it iced. I'm an iced coffee boy. I'm an iced tea boy. I'm an iced mud water boy. That's right. You just mix it with cold water or milk. I'm a water guy, okay? I like to start my days a little peek behind the curtain. I haven't been eating early in the morning. I've just been slurping sustenance from my delicious mud water, and I've been ready to go. Every single ingredient in mud water is there for a purpose, okay? It ain't. Now, look, I hear mushrooms. I'm like, nice. And though they aren't nice in the way you might think they are, they're nice in the way that they give you sustained mother freaking energy. Okay? Do you understand that? I'm feeling awake. I'm feeling ready to go. No crashes, no spikes from coffee. Like I said, we got cacao. We got chai for a hint of caffeine, just a little bit, just a little smooch. And a hot chocolate-like flavor, which I like. I'm a little chocolate boy. And then we got lion's mane for focus. Nice. We got cordyceps to promote natural energy. Nice. And both chaga and reishi to support a healthy immune system. Nice. I have been healthier. This isn't scientific. I'm just telling you, as I've been drinking, I've been feeling better about it. I've cut out energy drinks, caffeinated sodas, coffees, all that kind of. I usually get that for a little pep in my step. I've replaced that with Mudwater ever since they came on as a sponsor, and I've been loving it. Ready to make the switch to cleaner energy? Head to Mudwater, MUDWTR.com, and grab your starter kit today. Right now, our listeners get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your entire order, plus free shipping and a free rechargeable frother when you use code STAVI. That's right, up to 43% off with code STAVI at MUDWTR.com. After your purchase, they'll ask how you found them. Please show your support and let them know we sent you. Keep your energy natural and refreshing all year long with Mudwater, because life's too short for anything less than clean, delicious energy. That is so, so true.
Interesting. And then when you were just out sucking and fucking a bunch.
Yeah.
You were just what? Because you were drunk. You were just at bars, or what are we talking?
No, this was like kind of after I was sober.
Gotcha.
Kind of still trying to fill the hole.
Of course. And that's really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. With people with septum piercings.
Of course.
Fans of mine. Please.
Oh, that's about, actually. About, was, oh, I see what's going on. Here. That actually is.
I'm
Jesus.
The Ghislaine.
Hey, you
want to
do like
I'm
a.
The Ghislaine of the
hey, maybe we do a one off, Ivy. Yeah. What do you say? Maybe we do a one off.
Throw a photo of me on your story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure to post about
just
this.
At me.
Interesting. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Show at the Pratt Institute?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe I open.
You're doing your hour at Parsons? The School of Design?
One time a fan of Ivy's came over to my apartment and she had a self-harm wound.
Oh no, dude. Not a scar.
Wound.
That's my girl.
Oh god.
That's my fucking girl. And you know she don't play about me.
And you're
and
like,
until the day she kills herself or succumbs to anorexia, she's gonna be screaming my name in the streets, okay? Yeah. My fans don't fucking give up on
that's
a bitch
right.
like me.
That's right. And Nick was like, all right, well listen. I have a couple bandages. We're gonna get the peroxide.
I was like, let's never see each other after like maybe an hour.
Give us 30 minutes from now. I am gonna be like, what the hell was that about?
I'm gonna unfollow. I'll check the story sometimes.
Once your blood drips from your thigh onto the bridge of my nose.
Beautiful. What a beautiful. What youth is so beautiful?
He's gonna be 30 soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The tail 29. End of youth is so beautiful. It's arrested development for sure. Cause I was, that's the same shit for me. Like, yeah. I mean, I still sort of, now it's, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. You are don't you still hoeing?
Lightly, I guess. Just cause I haven't lived anywhere in a while. So it's like, it's kind of hard to not, to have anything serious, you know? And also it just, your old habits. Die hard, you know, just totally. Like, this is nice.
Right, yeah, there's never been a comedian who's in a relationship. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's never happened.
Yeah, that's never met one ever.
Yeah.
No, but it's awesome.
It is also, that's the other part is that it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is cool to see new titties. That's kind of one of my favorite parts of life.
Yeah.
But
I feel like one of the
reasons. Also, love is important too.
One of the reasons I had to stop is I kept thinking it meant I was successful at comedy.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? That
yeah,
I was
yeah.
sleeping with
so
women.
Crazy.
That's different. I mean, that's insane. That's just a different problem.
Yeah.
No, for me, it was like the hole for me is so clearly like, oh, if I fuck enough girls, I wasn't a loser when I was
totally,
a child.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
My like, penis was hard every time.
Yeah.
If I sleep with enough women.
That's we're not. I have no. That is not something that factors into my calculus.
Do you not have boner issues?
I do. I'm saying I do so much that doesn't matter to
me.
I'm just saying my dick's hard. Maybe half the time. Totally. Lucky, you know what I mean?
I just want to say, hearing you talk about not getting an erection,
mm-hmm.
early in my life,
mm-hmm.
it was like it changed my life. It was like, I felt
this
like...
This means a lot. Because I've like, heard from a lot of fat boys but about like you talking about being fat and getting pushed has been important for me, but I've never heard about a healthy really man talking about
it. Giving you his flowers.
It was like, you, it man. Felt like gender euphoria. Yeah. Like hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, dude, you don't
I
need to
like
get
I
hard.
Wore a dress for the first time.
Yeah, dude, I'm your Eddie. I'm your not getting hard Eddie Izzard.
You put the wig on.
I'm not alone. My whole life makes sense.
Well, look, I don't think we've ever had two more qualified people to give advice on the podcast. So, you know, I think it's time.
We
Elvis.
Are actually really wise, both of us.
I believe it. Let's find out about it right now.
Okay, I have one more thing I want to say.
Please.
That's kind of gay.
Absolutely.
I've called into the show before.
Whoa.
And you've answered my question.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Which one?
Dude. Longest phone call ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one with a lot of long breaks in
it. Yeah.
No, it was about my I said my friend's a comedian and he keeps talking about wanting to fuck my girlfriend.
Oh wow.
It was on the Carmen Lynch episode.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Holy fuck.
I didn't say that I was a comedian because I thought you would never answer the question. Ever.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're absolutely right. Yeah,
look how far we've come.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
You answered the question, you're awesome. Like, you're a bitch, you're a huge pussy.
Really? And we were right.
That's right.
Did it help at all?
Well, I was just like, hey, can you stop doing that? And then I felt gay, but he did stop. But now it's sort of weird between us.
Well, no, he is a piece of shit, though, too. It's also, like, bizarre to, like... Yeah, I mean, I think... you are a bitch for not being like, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. What the fuck are you
but
doing?
But it's just so gay to like say to your friend, like, hey, man, like, that's not funny.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. It's not, though. That's the other thing comedians have a problem with is like, we don't have some weird invisibility cloak or like some kind of like Mario star for not for like being a human being.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't a comedian and some guy at your office was talking about wanting to
fuck your
girlfriend.
I feel like I'm
girlfriend.
On a call right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah,
called
yeah.
in and you're answering my call.
But that,
again.
But like I do. Yeah. But it's the truth where I'm like, it's a big problem where it's like, no, man, we're just. In fact, we're less important than regular people.
Yes.
We're bigger pieces of shit who like I give less the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like if some guy just made a little offhand comment, I bet you that guy does want to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? And it's
he,
like.
Would not be able to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's important. And it's just like, shut the fuck up. And if he's not able to, then you remind him of that.
That's
if
right.
he wants to play that game, then it's like, all right, time to fuck you up.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
If he was like, hey, man, I want to fuck your girlfriend. I was like, you're a worm.
For real. Yeah. You're a piece of shit. You couldn't fuck her. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Which is good. That's good to feel that way. Because it's worse to be like, he could fuck my girlfriend and live in fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could possibly happen. Anyway.
This is the first and, Lord willing, the last time a caller sits in on an episode.
That was very vulnerable for me to admit.
No, that's
I respect
awesome.
That,
yeah.
man. Thank you. This will probably not happen to you, but keep calling in, folks. But thanks for calling in, actually. Yeah. That was awesome. That was a good call.
I won a contest. That's how I'm here.
Yeah.
Make a wish.
That's a make-a-wish. Dying of stuttering.
Hey, Stav. Love the podcast. I found you through Caleb Heron.
Hell yeah.
Anyways,
shout out to Caleb.
I listen every Monday now. Anyways, I'm calling because I'm gay.
Yay!
And hang up.
I am in an open relationship with my boyfriend. And
nice.
He totally allows me to see whoever I want sexually.
Nice.
However, I live in D.C., and you probably know that a lot of gay men have the stereotype of being pretty promiscuous. We have
a
new medicine called PrEP. So I guess it's not that new anymore, but it prevents HIV. And, you know, we also have DoxyPep, which is just antibiotics gays take after having unprotected sex to prevent the rest of the STDs.
It's just a PSA.
Plan B for not getting
AIDS. I'm not on either of those, nor do I intend to get on those. However, I would like to have more fun outside my relationship. But I'm having a really hard time finding partners on the apps that are willing to have sex with a condom.
What?
It's Damn. Gotten to the point where I've
Damn,
had plans to meet up with
awesome.
Multiple guys.
What the fuck? I'll just be like, nah, we're not. What, Wait, am I a fucking pussy?
And why won't he just... take the pill
because that's gay
yeah I don't know that's a good,
it's
that's
gay?
Also a good question but also you can get shit other than AIDS. Yeah, totally. Like, I don't, fuck, because, get, you know, like.
It's like how when everybody gets the flu nowadays, they think it's COVID. And right. It's like, yeah, other stuff still exists,
it's,
bruh.
It's still out there. You could still, I don't think it's a crazy idea to put a condom on when you fuck a complete stranger. But anyway, sorry.
It's gotten to the point where I've had plans to meet up with multiple guys, and I'm versed, you know. And
that means both top and bottom.
I've had plans to meet up with multiple guys. Yeah. And they've canceled because they found out that I prefer to use condoms.
It's crazy. How did they find out?
Yeah, it's crazy to have to say you want to use a condom before you meet up with somebody.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, he doesn't want to bring it up on the date and make it awkward.
Yeah, like, he has herpes. He's like, look, this is weird, but I like to wear condoms. We're like,
What advice do you have on this? It's really wild, and I'm at the point where I'm just like extremely frustrated. I feel like this was never a problem when I was growing up. Sure. I'm 35, but now with Prep and Pepper, I feel like nobody's willing to wear a condom when they're in sex. And
this is crazy.
Yeah, he's really like, when frustrated. I was 16, no one wore a condom.
Yeah. I'm not willing to take a medicine. I just wouldn't be willing to have sex without a condom anyway.
Yeah,
so,
respect.
I'd appreciate any advice you can give me, and, you know, maybe I should just have some patience, but it's been a few months since I've had any kind of action besides my boyfriend, which is great.
Again,
but my boyfriend,
I love gay guys, man. Truly.
Anyways,
respect. Salute, man.
Appreciate your advice. Thanks.
Yeah.
This is like, it's like, speaking to like an immigrant from another culture or something. I just have no idea the rules.
I understand gay guys really well. They kind of flock to me sort of naturally because they think I'm like always on the brink of death and they want to idolize me before I pass. I understand. To this man, okay, so his problem is other gays don't want to do condom sex because... But he won't get on the medication, the preventative medication.
He's saying... medication or not, he would wear condoms, right? He's just explaining to us straights why everyone's raw dogging. He's basically saying since the advent of PrEP,
of the pills, raw dogging has skyrocketed.
So he's now living in a post-PrEP anti-condom gay sex world, but he is still a condom guy. And basically it really boils down to, how do I get people to wear condoms while fucking me?
I have a suggestion.
I also have a suggestion.
Please.
Allow me.
Yeah.
So gay guys are dirty dogs. We know this, right?
Of course.
And they're fetishists, and they love to make anything kind of dirty and nasty in order to fuck it.
Yeah.
Why don't you spin the condom thing into, like, this is so bad of us. This is so disgusting of us. We're so disgusting. I'm a nasty, fat little condom pig. Come in my condom.
Yeah, you should be like, I have
AIDS.
I'll
drink the condom.
Yeah,
I'll drink the
because there are gay guys called bug chasers who are guys that seek out HIV.
Yeah.
So there's something in the gay community for everybody. Why don't you spin it so that the condom is like the dirty, nasty kind of prophylactic tool, and so that it's just another kind of sexual instrument or additive that can make the entire sexual experience dirtier, nastier, harder, rawer, gayer, sweatier, etc.
I think you're onto something. I think he has to make it he has to really focus on the condom. I think he has to invent a new fetish that's drinking jizz out of the condom.
That's good.
Because I think as an abstract thought, the condom being a fetish doesn't quite work, because at the end of the day, it still feels better to fuck someone's ass without a condom on. And you need to make...
How do you know?
Wait a minute. But he said he's versed, right?
I've done a little experimentation in my day.
With guys?
No, with women. I fucked women in the ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. Women have asses too.
I totally forgot. I've been shitting out of my cunt for years.
That's really bad for it. You gotta stop doing
that.
Damn,
that's why I'm itchy.
You gotta stop shitting out of your pussy. So I think maybe be like, I'm a jizz. I love a big jizz smoothie coming out of that Trojan or something like that. But I like where your head's at. That's fun, spinning it. Nick, what do you got?
He said that he's versed, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that he can't even find someone who wants to get fucked with a condom.
Right. That's crazy.
That's weird.
Right.
What if he got on like an app for people with herpes?
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because
there's probably, and then you're like, I don't have it, but I'm really into the idea of maybe getting herpes.
Interesting. You gotta, yeah, you have to seek out people with gonorrhea, with herpes. The only people that are, the only gay guys that will let you
there's Reddit use groups for all of these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Can you not find one guy besides your boyfriend?
I mean, I feel like he's not trying hard enough.
I agree. Yeah. I think ultimately,
this is bitch made.
Ultimately, I agree. It's a, it's also a thing where, look, you have to lead with this now. It's weird that you have to, but like gay guys, like especially on like fuck apps, it's not. They're just like, I like this very specific thing. Leave nothing to the, like, this is a bad screening process because these guys, look, I agree with you. They should fuck you and get fucked by you with a condom, but that's not what they're into. So you have to be like, I'm a condom guy. Like, yeah. You have to, before you meet up, all this can take place in within Grindr.
Put it in the bio.
Yeah, put it in the bio. Literally,
screening,
like,
process. Just work it out. Work harder.
I think that's all it is. It's screening, and that means you're going to get less hits. But the hits you do get, you get to fuck them, actually. So that's all, brother. I think that's pretty much it. I think you'll be fucking some guy's ass that's not your boyfriend in no time.
Gay guys are
that.
So easy. It'll be easy for you. Just put some elbow grease into it, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we believe in you.
Gay guys would fuck monkeys and ants and rats.
Fuck a girl, maybe.
Yeah, ooh, let's not get crazy. Keep them over there. I don't want ripped guys. I don't want fucking sexually, you know.
Those DC gay guys, you know they're
sexy
fucking ripped.
Sexy gay guys isn't bad. Yeah. It's actually like
do the right
good.
Thing.
It's pretty I've had good. Some good sex with homosexuals.
Didn't you just say you almost got like
going on?
No, he other people, not me.
Okay.
He used my name to later
honor.
Sexually assault other women.
Interesting.
By proximity to me, he kind of clout chased other women, but I made it out alive.
Great.
Because I'm the chosen one, but also extremely unlucky.
Yeah, yeah. So now how many, other, how many gay guys have you had sex with, would you say?
Okay, well, okay. So in college, I fucked a white guy from Atlanta who was like a fake bisexual, but he was like working on it. I don't have any updates
so
on that yet.
Do you think he's actually, when you say fake bisexual, you mean he was gay?
He was only fucking pussy, and then I think he was like looking at men on Tinder and then like trying to get himself there, but ultimately, you know.
He's from Atlanta. He could be that religious repressed.
DL.
Sure.
But aren't
there,
DL.
Yeah, there's a lot of gay guys in Atlanta, right?
Yes. Oh, honey, yes. The guy that I lost my virginity to was trans in college and then went back around the time I met him. So that's kind
back
of gay.
Back to being a girl?
Back to being a boy.
Oh,
so that's like
woman.
Detrans.
Gotcha,
so that's kind of gay adjacent.
So zero so far.
Okay, yeah. So far, no.
No, but then the guy that the gay that I fucked was gay, but then swore he wasn't after
well,
the
then,
fentanyl
but he,
death.
But then it was women that he was assaulting?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of straight, mostly straight gay guys is what I'm hearing.
But he was
right
getting
now.
Fucked in the ass by a guy who's now dead for like 5 years.
Okay. So sounds like two bisexuals and a detransitioner so far is what I've heard.
That 3 + 3 equals gay. That all adds
that's
up to one homosexual man.
One
all right,
gay
I'll give
man.
You one. All right,
so
we've
I've
gotten to the bottom
okay
of that.
Okay, sex with one gay guy.
Yeah, okay, all right, great. Summertime, a time of vacations, of road trips, of BBQs. Long days, challenging time to be cooking meals constantly. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you are looking for a quick fix that doesn't compromise my nutrition. Well, Atempo Meals has your back. That's right. Our pals at Atempo make it very easy to stay on track. Lots of beautifully made lunches and dinner options. You just pop ready to go. No cooking, no BS. Just ready for you right there. They got carb conscious, protein packed, calorie conscious, fiber rich, whatever you want, they got for you. And they are the official partner of the 2025 CrossFit Games. That's right. We have something in common with the CrossFit Games here at Stavi Babies, at Stavi's World. And they deliver fresh, chef curated, dietitian approved meals right to your frickin' door. Huh? You can't beat that. Fast, feel-good, single-serving meals that are crafted to cook in just 2 minutes so you can eat well without sacrificing taste or convenience. For a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/Stavi. That's Tempo Meals, T-E-M-P-O, meals.com/Stavi for 60% off. This is a steal, folks. 60% off your first box. TempoMeals.com/Stavi. Rules and restrictions may apply. Next question here, LD. Hey,
not to be too on the nose, but I guess I'll stay on theme here.
Okay.
Hi, Stavros and guest. I am wondering how I should confirm if I am in fact a lesbian and not bisexual. Mm. I have hooked up with both men and women. I've only slept with men, though, all the way. The reasoning is because every time I date a man and I get out of a relationship, I'm low-key like, wow, I kind of hated that. Like, like, that just wasn't that good. But then, like, sexually, like, I trained him enough to where it could be satisfying. The problem with women and the reason I haven't slept with a lot of them is, like, I'm a tall girl. I'm femme, but, like, I'm more assertive. Even with the men I was with, like, they're going to call me mommy, bro. Like, I don't know what kind of energy I get. My thing is, like, women
blow this out before Nick blows her up. Something about a tall woman that'll just bully him sexually.
With a Latina lilt in her voice.
Ask if she ice skates.
Does she ice skate? Do you want to go ice skating? In her coffee? Okay, keep going.
The thing is, like, women tend to treat me more like a top or like masculine men because of that. That's kind of why I have an issue.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm just wondering, like, I've tried different things. Should I be just hooking up with more women? Should I be going on the apps more? How exactly do you know, like, if you hate men, if you like dick? You know what I mean? Maybe you're not the most equipped for this, but I'd love to know a man's perspective on it. Just because the women I talk to are always like, well, you'll know, you'll find out. So yeah, please let me know. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
She's asking for male voices, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Thank you. Yeah, after we're done, feel free to chime in.
Gotcha.
I mean, I honestly do think, yeah, you just have to fuck more women. Like, you've never actually fucked a woman. If you've dated a bunch of guys and you come out of it being like, that sucked, and you've hooked up, clearly there's an attraction with women, but you haven't explored all the way, you just got to fuck a couple girls, and you haven't exactly found the, I guess she doesn't want to be treated like a top or the masculine one or whatever. You can find that if you just look a little more. I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but...
Screening process. It's again, it's like another screening process.
You need like a tall guy. Like a really tall...
Tattoos all over his foot. Nose ring.
Fatty liver when he was
the nose ring does
25 years old.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Wow. Well,
my thing with her is like, well, who cares? If you just... Listen to your body, right?
And I mean, the body says, suck Nick's dick and fuck Nick's penis. And
I'm very happy in my relationship. She's 5'11 and blonde, exactly like my mom. So.
We love you, Olivia.
Love you, Olivia.
Olivia, you're the fucking coolest girl I know.
That's fucking awesome.
Check her out on the Tonight Show on Thursday.
Hell
and
yeah,
on Instagram,
dude.
At OG Carter. And at JFL New Faces.
Hell yeah. That's right. All right, let's get these plugs out for your girlfriend. So
she has an OnlyFans.
No, okay, all right, now I'm listening. So, yeah, I mean, also you might just be the whole worried about the role that you're playing in the lesbian thing. It sounds like she's a little repressed and doesn't really want to dive into eating
herself.
Pussy fully. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
eat that
it
muff.
Sounds a little bit like your Atlanta fake bisexual.
Right.
She sounds like that guy sounded like a repressed, maybe religious from the South guy. Mm-hmm. She's maybe hung up on gender roles, who's masculine, who's not. She hasn't gone all the way. She's clearly given it a try over and over again.
Why don't
with
you
men.
Get on some non-binary shit?
Yeah.
Why don't you go munch in some NB box?
Sure.
Gender I think don't that exist
could
there.
I think that could definitely work.
Yeah, and I think if you're like a tall woman, like lesbians just kind of walk up to you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Everyone wants to get slutted out by a tall biatch.
Yeah, it sounds cool. I think all of us agree with there. No one's against that. You just gotta, why haven't you fucked more girls? Go do that. I think that's really the answer. I think it's really pretty straightforward here.
There are so many women like this. Where they're like, I'm bisexual and I hate men and I've never slept with a woman and I don't want to, but then I also want to.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think some of them are faking it to be cool, but I think some of them are being...
Nick has fucked all of them.
Yeah. But I think there are plenty of, like, I think it does run two sides where it's like, yeah, I think... Some women are just sort of like a little more flexible and they'll kind of hook up with girls, but they're ultimately straight, whatever.
Right.
And I think there's plenty of people who, like, everyone's like, well, it's so easy to be gay now, but it's like, it's still hard for a lot of people. It's still not there's so much like internalized homophobia. There's so much worrying about what people are going to think, all this other shit where it's like, I just think you sound repressed and that you haven't really given it a whirl. I mean, the fact that you straight up have not fucked one woman for real yeah. is crazy. Just give it a whirl. I would say don't date, stop dating men that you hate and try to train to fuck you adequately. Like, stop doing that.
That's hard though, Stav. A good dick is a dime a motherfucking dozen.
Stav doesn't but know what he's talking about.
There's a lot of But it's not there. Good dick. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like she's right, just.
But it's hard to find good dick. A good dick is hard to find.
That's it. Dime a dozen does not mean that. It means that they're easy.
Dime
to find.
A dozen. It means there's one dime out of a dozen.
No, it means for a dime you can buy yeah. a dozen of them.
Yeah. No, it means in a stack of a dozen things there's one dime.
That's not at all what yeah, it means. There's
a dozen needle strange objects.
One of, haystack,
one
right.
of which is a yes. dime.
Yeah, yeah.
Good dick is a needle in a haystack of dimes.
But no.
It's a dime.
Good
a
dick
dime
is like
needle.
A needle. Finding good dick is like finding a needle in a haystack. Haystack.
Yeah. I said that right at yeah. first. That's the
yeah,
first thing
yeah.
I said.
Yeah, edit that. so, but she's not even finding good dick. She's finding mediocre dick that she's spending 3 months. So that these
she's
guys
making them eat
her.
Their pussy for her pussy for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I guess like if you've never loved before,
sure,
you know,
sure,
like that
sure.
could be scary.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Just like listen to your body.
Yeah, I think go fuck more girls. It's pretty straightforward. And tell us about it. yeah. Maybe you and a girl need to fuck a little fat guy. Maybe that'll help.
Maybe you'll end up on the couch.
You know what? Of everyone who's called in, let's just put it this way. The odds that a man who called in gets on the couch, pretty low.
Yeah. I hit it, even in the call.
Hit us with another one, little LD.
Hey, Stav, longtime fan. So, got this situation going on where I used to work with my girlfriend, and I got a new job a couple months ago. And there's this guy that we both worked with that's a bit of an idiot, and he is like an Ambien addict.
Nice.
And will take Ambien at night. And then just message all of our coworkers crazy shit after like 11 p.m. And there was one
what?
Time that
where do you work?
He messaged my girlfriend just saying how she looked nice in the pants she was wearing.
Good Christ, dude.
It's like.
He's sweet.
You know, obviously.
He's a lover.
Talking about her ass.
What? Really?
And now she like has to have like a weird. Talk with the boss and him because he thinks that everyone is leaving him out of awesome. Activities and being mean to him.
That's crazy
on the
that
job
he's still employed there
because everyone knows that dude, he randomly rock. Messages people high on drugs late at night. And I don't know. I just if you have any sort of you know advice about what I should do? I don't work there anymore. I don't know if I should, like, message the guy or, you know, I should do anything, but I'd appreciate any advice, man. Thank you so much. Love you, Stavi.
That's how I met the guy that I'm fucking.
How's that?
He would like my Instagram stories on Ambien, and I slid into the DMs, and he would message me when he was on Ambien, and now it's been 4 months.
So have you
I'm
ever seen
girlfriend.
Him when he's not in a fugue state or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I see him during the day.
You go out to dinner, he's wearing like a
we don't
cap,
go out to dinner, really.
Cap with a little...
He doesn't really take me out of the house.
Yeah.
But but I do see him when he's not on the Ambien, but it can cause love connection, so maybe you're kind of hindering your girlfriend, kind of hobbling her because this could be her king.
Yeah, right. I see no problem.
Yeah. This guy could be nutting in your girlfriend in no time.
Let me guess. Your girlfriend's 18 years younger than him?
I mean, look, you're basically just like, hey, Stav, my girlfriend works with a loser. Yeah. What do I do about that? It's like, dude.
Our hands are tied.
This is clearly just a shitty, like, low-level job. This is what half the people that work there are like.
What if they work at BlackRock?
That's actually also kind of pop. Then this guy would have just, like, then the guy's not on Ambien, he's just assaulting whoever the fuck. He's just... any like low level female intern he wants to.
Awesome.
That's
like, talk to HR.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
This guy should be fine. You're not you're not allowed to take drugs and message your coworkers, especially suggestive things, and like it's now and then complain that you don't get to go to fucking happy hour at Chili's with them.
Imagine
that,
messaging a girl, "I like how your pants look."
Yeah, that's so funny. That's like good in those pants.
You should like go to jail.
Somebody needs to say that about these shorts I'm wearing.
I mean, those are really brutal.
Talk to your man.
I really, really like these shorts.
I don't even understand what's going on, honestly. Yeah.
They have like a maternity
waistband. The maternity band is where it's kind of getting, I'm like, what the fuck's
going on? So pockets are kind of fake out pockets, like they're cargo shorts, but they don't really like work.
Yeah, like those look like knickers. Those look like white trash. It's a white trash.
That's not your word to say.
Those look like a white trash kid's plaid shorts. Yeah. Those are very much like the Cookie Monster cap. I went to college with a kid who wore those shorts and a Cookie Monster cap. Actually, and a beater.
Wouldn't these
That's actually his exact outfit.
Wouldn't these look fire with, like, a newsboy hat or, like, a fedora? Like, tell me you see the vision, stop.
I kind of do. Yeah. I know what you're going for. It becomes performative.
Traffic. You want to get trafficked so bad.
Yeah.
Entourage character on the body underneath. Bait.
Yes, that's what
I'm trying to serve to this damn world.
Yes.
Just everybody,
fedora would actually go a hilariously long way. Yeah, that's really funny.
And yeah, you in a photo. Like
Yeah. I'll give you that. That's actually really good. But with no hat, it has no powers. With no hat, so just get the hat.
I'll get the hat. I promise.
Dude. I mean, you don't have to message this guy. She needs to talk to HR, and then you know he'll get fired from stocking a Walgreens at midnight, which is what I assume this fucking company you work for is.
But it's like, what does this guy expect? He takes Ambien and blacks out, and then people like treat him differently after he does
I mean,
like,
he's a fucking idiot.
What does he think
he's
is happening?
He's a drug-addled idiot. I mean, that's...
I rewarded this behavior with pussy, so yeah. I don't know what you guys are saying. You guys seem really judgmental and mean. I would fuck this guy in a lickety-split.
You might. I don't actually necessarily doubt that that's true. But, you know, we got to get this guy, you know, there's just not much to do here for our caller, I guess is my point. I don't know what else he could really, really do. You don't have to message him, hey, stop taking Ambien and saying my girl's ass looks good. Just get people to complain and then just like, you know, whatever. She has an annoying coworker. I mean, unless if it escalates, sure, that's something different. But he doesn't sound like violent or scary. He just sounds like a fucking loser. And who hasn't worked with a bunch of fucking losers? I worked at a fucking law firm where it was like, people would do this kind of shit.
What did you do at the law firm?
I was a paralegal.
Wow.
Yep. Sick. Yep.
That's a good job if you're a woman.
Yeah.
What kind of
law? I was looking for a husband.
Was it like evil law or like
it was
good law?
It was not good, no. It was, I found out when I got there that it was like a real estate place and then it was foreclosures. So then I stopped working.
And around what time was this?
I was a part of every part of the mortgage crisis. Cool. Where when I was in high school, I was a telemarketer for a company called American Government Mortgage, whose business plan was call old people, let them think the government is calling them, and so that they'll refinance with you. Never. By the way, I was so bad at that job, I never once closed a single mortgage application. I was just getting paid my, you know, it was actually at the time pretty good money. It was above minimum wage. And then I worked for this law firm that was dealing on the other end with foreclosures. But I was sort of like, after like a month there, I got hired in July. I was also going through a breakup with my like college girlfriend at the time. And so like I spent the first month like crying, you know, at my desk, just like not doing any work. And then when I realized what was happening, I was like, wait, I'm not helping these fucking people. Right. So I didn't do anything. And I was like, I guess they'll fire me in like a month or two. And I got to keep my job for like 8 months after that. Just hanging out, being like the fucking, you know, company clown.
Kind of like my whole stand-up career, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Just fucking be around, be a good vibes guy, kind of take two-hour lunches. It's pretty nice.
Did it pay well?
It paid okay. I mean, at the time, it was like above minimum wage. It was like, you know, we're talking at this point 11, 12 years ago, and it was like $17, $18 an hour, which wasn't bad compared to the other fucking... And then I quit that. Well, I got fired eventually, and then I worked at a paint store. That was pretty fun. That paid $10 an hour, but they let me fill out paperwork where it said how much is the hourly rate. Like, my manager should have put the wage and I just put 11, hoping no one would see, and no one did. And Sherwin Williams paid me $11 an hour. I don't, you know, shout out to them for that one.
Whew, sometimes I'm looking to let my hair down, shake these curls, get a little nasty, get a little freaky, get a little twisted, you might say. That's right. There's only one beverage for keeping it mother effing ass effing twisted. That's Twisted Tea. Slurp that shit down. Suckle on the teat of good times. Think of two cans of Twisted Teas as the mother of fun's breasts. And drinking Twisted Tea is like getting breastfed by the concept of fun itself. Are you a fun hunter? Well, then suck your mommy's titties with Twisted Tea. Your mommy, in this case, being fun, and her tits being cans of Twisted Tea, and the milk being the Twisted Tea itself. Let's keep the analogy very clear. I love a Twisted Tea to kick back, relax. You know how the motherfuck we get down around here. We're big fans of Twisted Tea, and we think you should be too. I've been slurping them down. When I'm trying to kick back, relax, I'm a Twisted Tea guy. That's right. Go down smooth. No pesky carbonation getting in the way of you having a nice bev. No, sir. Just real brewed iced tea, 5% per volume. Good God, it goes down smooth. So here's what I want you to do. No promo code, none of this bullshit. This is simply the good folks at Twisted Tea have purchased advertising space to raise awareness about Twisted Tea. I don't even, look, you don't have to track shit. You don't have to do anything. This is not even financial for me. I just want you to have a Twisted Tea. So what I need you to do is grab a refreshing Twisted Tea today, wherever the fuck, doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to see dollar one from your fucking purchase. I just want you to have it and keep it twisted.
All right, what else we got, Eldis? I think we have time for one more, maybe two if they're short.
Hey, Stav, I have a little bit of an annoying situation. I recently joined an art class, like a local art class that is at my community center, and all I'm trying to do is learn some fucking watercolors. And I understood when I signed up for this class that I would probably be with just like a bunch of old white women, which is like whatever. But I swear to fucking God, every class they talk about local gun violence or you know, the bad areas of town, and it's just like these women are obviously so fucking racist, and it's just, like I said, I'm just trying to paint, and I don't know whether I am just sit there and just like be silent and let my silence be the uncomfortable thing in this room, or, you know, like today in the class I took today, I was like, oh, you guys are talking about like all of these crimes that are happening. Let me tell you about a situation where like somebody was wrongfully convicted. I know that sounds like lame, but like I just am like, if you get to talk about dumbass things, like, why can't I just, like, kind of throw the opposite in your face? Am I wrong? Tough. I'm sorry. I appreciate it. Thanks.
I think kill them all with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Show them what real gun violence
and,
is.
And why can't she just not, like, talk to them?
I mean, dude, come on. You've been around people like this.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's outnumbered for one. Like, it sounds
they just said, I mean, yeah, you can, and, you know, you're obviously in a situation when you've been around, like, people just bring up crazy shit. And, like, I've had these conversations. I mean, this happens to me a lot because people, like,
fans of yours are like, isn't it crazy how many there are?
Yeah. Like, this, especially, like, in Baltimore, it'll happen. Like, I do a character that is I mock racist Baltimore trash.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are so fucking stupid, they think I am racist like they are.
Right. They're like, it was more like 600,000.
Yeah. They're, and so I've had to have conversations where I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't really, like, this happened where somebody's, like, I'll be visiting and I'll tell somebody's, like, mom that I live in New York. And they'll be like, isn't it dangerous? Yeah. And I'll be like, actually, statistically, New York is much safer than wherever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And I do have these, like, honestly, the way that I deal with this shit is like staying friendly, but being like, I'm not so sure about that. Like, I don't, or I'll say, I don't feel unsafe. I've been in a lot of places. It's always been great. All you can do is your actual personal, and then ask them, have you been there?
Right.
When's the last, like, kind of make them, and as long as you're not doing it in an accusatory way, I'm not saying it ever sinks in, but honestly, sometimes I have seen, because a lot of people, like my dad is kind of like this. We'll just parrot whatever bullshit, whatever he just heard from his idiot friends. And when I'll be like, let's think through that. Like, I remember back in the day, he was saying some homophobic shit about, like, he was like, one time he was like, oh, I mean, look, fine, they can get married, but you're going to let them raise kids? Right? And then I was like, okay, Dad, would you rather a child be in an orphanage or within a loving gay home? And he was like, oh, I guess it would be good if they, like, literally, they just, sometimes these people don't think about these
things.
You
have to meet them where they're at.
100%. Yeah. You have to sort of, like, not, you can't be acute. Like, I hear the frustration in your voice, but you also have to understand that some of these people are just kind of brainwashed. It is, their culture is sort of like, there. Some of them are just parroting talking points in a way that, like, they don't even necessarily know that they're being hateful, to be honest with you. Some of them are like, some of them might be legitimately thinking it's unsafe and not even understand the dog whistle. Don't get me wrong, half of them are racist.
Yeah.
More, probably. But there might be some that aren't. And I think nothing is solved by being shitty and combative. I think a big problem is, like, people on the left have been, like, tattletales, have had very tattletale, you're a piece of shit energy, when in reality it's like, how? Just be a fucking regular person. Like, everybody, like, you grow, you know, when you work blue collar jobs, you're going to be friends with racist people. You know what I mean? Like, or people who say wild shit, who might actually be kind of nice, who the people that they might think theoretically racist shit, but the people they come into contact with, they're actually very nice to.
Yeah.
And they actually have more, like, you know, people in their lives that are, like, how many, like, rich, liberal arts people actually don't have any minority friends, truly, like, a lot. And a lot of, like, racist people actually do. And so, I don't know, if you're in, like, a small town, and you're also, you're dealing with the watercolor racists.
Yeah.
They've got to be a little open-minded compared to the fucking, like, and you're not at the gun, you know what I mean? You're not at, like, the mechanic shop. You're taking fucking art, like.
And like, where is she? Did she say, she, like, where, say, in the country?
Did you,
like, how bad is the place?
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, what, listen, I'm just saying, whatever
if she
is,
lives in, like, Iowa, it's like, of course, that's completely fine.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Whatever it is, it's the same thing where it's like, let's see what this area code. Yeah, whatever.
South, yeah.
It's like the Midwest somewhere. It's like, wherever you are, though, it's always, well, the big city nearby is dangerous, right. But the suburbs are okay. You know, it's always the same shit. It's the people that are scared of New York. So, whatever, dude. I get the frustration. Try and be nice. And then ultimately, you're there for fucking class. If all you want to do is actually learn, just fucking...
put your nose to the grindstone and paint, bitch.
Paint.
Yeah, or like... paint them.
Paint them.
And then...
paint them getting railed, yeah, by black, exactly, guys. Be like, check this out.
Do you like this? I wish you liked this.
Paint their fucking... their sons having a black boyfriend. That'll shut them up. That'll shut those whores up. Lickety split.
Paint them getting their brain splattered in the projects.
Yeah, that's good too. This came to me in a vision.
I thought you guys would like this.
Isn't this what you think is happening?
My dad is really stupid about Zoran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like,
that's awesome.
He's like, it's just like the Bernie bros. They're like brown shirts.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
It's like,
dude,
who told you that?
But that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, it's on playbill.com.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, this is shit that I do think, with some reasonable people, you can get them to change. It's just that they hear something, and they, like, I had a friend who legit thought Epstein killed himself.
Yeah.
he just had never heard that he just didn't know that there's missing footage. He didn't know anything. And he was like, wait, really? It was news to him that shit had happened. But anyway, I think we got to go. We have a hard out. Ivy has to go Big, we're doing big. She's got to meet up with her 42-year-old boyfriend.
No, not even.
No, you're right. It's the daytime. He doesn't want to see you.
Yeah.
But we do it. We do have a heart out here.
They're meeting up at 9 p.m. in a Walmart parking lot in rural Maine.
I have to Amtrak to him. He lives in Manhattan, but he'll only see me at the train station.
She pays for it, too.
He'll only bring me in the Ramble in Central Park. He fucks me in the butt. He leaves. It's a really sweet deal we've got.
You said to meet up with her face down. I don't know what that means.
Guys, thanks for coming on the show. It was really fun.
Thanks for having us,
Stavi. Of course.
Can we do plugs?
Please do. And we can also put some plugs up earlier. Where do you want people to see you? All this kind of stuff. All
right. We run a show called Struggle Bus. Okay. It's at Life World.
September 14th.
Nice. It's a contest to see which comic had the worst life.
Okay.
It's fun. It's a good show. Come to it. Is there a ticket link yet? No, right?
No.
That's okay. By the time this comes out, this will come out
in December.
Probably a couple weeks. No. This come out a couple weeks before that, probably, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
August.
All right. And then I'm going to be in Boston the first week of September. I'm going to North Carolina, I think, the weekend after that. I'm going to be in Madrid, Spain.
Spain. Nice.
At the Madrid Comedy Lab. Great room.
Okay.
And I think I'm doing something in Western Mass. Follow me on Instagram.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, Worcester and Madrid.
Yep.
The two comedy powerhouses.
I have dates as well.
Yeah, please hit us with them.
August 8th, I'm at Color Club in Chicago.
This probably will not be out by then.
Ignore that then. August 14th, I'm at Bottle Rocket in Pittsburgh.
It's a toss-up whether this is
August 15th, I met Deep Cuts in Medford, Massachusetts.
Okay.
If you want to assassinate Ivy.
August 21st, I'm at El Cid in Los Angeles.
Oh, hometown show.
Hometown show. So if this comes out by then, come see it. Somebody threatened to shoot me with a gun in Pittsburgh. A non-binary person threatened to kill me with guns
in Pittsburgh. They like use a cane. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's somebody with pink hair who is homeless. They threatened to shoot me dead in Pittsburgh on their Instagram story. And then the next slide is, please help me stay housed. I'm being evicted in 2 days. And I'm really scared, actually, because I know that person is outside.
That is true. That is true.
So anywhere I go, they're not posted up in the crib.
Yeah,
they're not safe in a domicile. They are lurking the streets.
They got time to kill.
This might be the last filmed document of me ever, this podcast. So I hope I did well.
Well, I hope you didn't, I hope you don't die. But if you did, this would go crazy viral.
Would you donate any of the proceeds to, like, my funeral fund?
Yeah. Depends. Let's talk about it after. If we hit a certain amount of views, we can do that. It's going to be like a door deal. You'll get ad revenue after like 300,000 views. Again, we'll figure it out.
If I die, I'll be edited out of the episode.
We're just going to put JP in here. You take up about the same amount of space. Yeah. He'll just read. We'll just redub all your lines.
It's just him in a green suit pretending to stutter.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.